All right, welcome back. Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Hey, see, you never know who's going to call into the program. You never know who's out there listening. Well, I do. Everybody. Of course. So we're talking about the city council meeting last night. West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition and the... Chairman, director, leader of the West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition calls in. Matthew Harris. How are you, Matthew?
Hey, Chad. I'm doing well. Yes, chairman is the correct
chairman. Title. Okay. Well, everyone has a different title. Some go by director, some go by chairman. You never know. I'm assuming you're calling in to disagree with me.
Oh, are we talking about the Smoke-Free Coalition today?
You called in about.
You bet. There's a couple points that I'd like to address.
I don't know. You told my producer that you want to talk about smoking, so.
Sure. There are a couple points I'd like to address specifically.
Sure.
Primarily the contention that children are not affected by smoke in Lubbock, because there are numerous businesses in Lubbock where smoking is allowed and children are also allowed. Now, you claim that children are not allowed in bars. That's not the only place that smoking is allowed.
Okay, where?
Loopholes.
Where?
Sports grills.
Where?
Bingo halls.
I didn't say children are never affected by smoking. What I said is they have parents, do they not?
Oh, they do.
Okay, so that's a decision left up to the parents, correct?
It is.
Okay, well, then we don't need to worry about the kids. Kids are taken care of. They have mom and dad to take care of them.
Well, and that's your contention.
No, that's their job. As a parent, you are to take care of your child. It's not the government's job to come in and take care of the children for you.
No, and no one's ever claimed that. I just want to make sure that your contention that children are not affected by this.
I never said that, Matthew. What I said is that children have parents. They can make their own decisions. But go ahead. Keep going.
And the second point that I wanted to address was that the two speakers that came out last night, I believe that they were tech students. Their points that they made did not match what the goals of the West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition are, because they brought up the idea of what they would like to see on their Texas Tech campus, which the city council has no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And what they brought up was the outdoor stuff, and that has nothing to do with the goals of our coalition. We are only concerned with indoor workplaces. So I want to make sure that I... point out specifically that is not our goal, that's not what we're considering, and that's not even something that's going to be brought up at any point in the near future.
Well, if that's your contention, then okay. I know, y'all are a very well-run organization.
I appreciate that. I work very hard at it.
I know, and I give you credit for that. So that's why it surprises me that you have two girls who they were wearing the West Texas Smoke-Free stickers. They get up and they were, weren't they? They're part of your group, which is great. But I'm assuming that y'all kind of go over speeches. You kind of say, okay, here's some talking points, because you don't want each other to overlap. That's, good organizations don't want speakers to overlap on talking points or anything else. So I'm just surprised that, that part would sneak in.
No, and I'll point that out. That's incorrect. We did not discuss what their speeches were going to be, other than how does a smoke-free Lubbock affect Texas Tech students. That was it. That was simply it. Nothing beyond that. I had no idea what they were going to say until they got up there and said it.
So as the West Texas Smoke-Free Organization, y'all do not want to ban smoking on patios, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so any type of ordinance that... Now, have y'all been working with the city on drafting an ordinance?
Well, what do you mean by working with the city on drafting the ordinance?
Well, have you been working with city attorneys on drafting an ordinance? Last time you were here, you said that y'all's goal was to work with city attorneys on drafting an ordinance.
Well, we have to rely on the city attorney to draft the ordinance, and right now we're waiting on them to bring us the ordinance. We don't have one yet. I don't have something to hand you. I wish I did. I wish I had something that I could hold in my hand and say.
But did you give any recommendations or anything?
Oh, absolutely. And we have requested some model language. We've given some sample ordinances that have been passed in other cities as some guidelines, but we don't have a specific ordinance that we can say this is what we are putting to a vote.
And do any of those include, you know, banning it on patios or outdoor areas at all?
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. We are absolutely not seeking prohibitions of smoking on patios or outdoor areas, other than what's already in place right now of the 20 feet from the door. Other than that, but I mean, that's already in effect right now.
We're talking with Matthew Harris, who called in, and I don't want to keep you long, Matt, because I know you called in. You're busy. You're doing other stuff, but the local bar and grill, and y'all have been trumpeting the local bar and grill a lot, for going smoke free on the Facebook page. I don't know who manages y'all's Facebook page, but you know, you've been trumpeting them going smoke free. Here's one of the problems I have with this, because y'all are trying to force this smoke-free ordinance on all these other businesses, and we've had numerous businesses that have stood up during council meetings and said they don't want this, that everything's fine the way it is, adults can make adult decisions. Y'all don't see it that way. But one of your main members was the owner of two bars in town that allowed smoking until after they started going to city council meetings and trying to lobby for this. Isn't that, in a way, shouldn't y'all have tried to get him to go smoke-free a lot earlier? I mean, what was the point in him waiting until just earlier this month? Because to me, it was very hypocritical for him to be one of the leaders, one of the outspoken people of the organization, and his bar wasn't even smoke-free.
Oh, and what you bring up is an excellent, excellent point. I appreciate you giving me just a moment to speak on that. Because, and I certainly don't want to get into the business leadership and the ownership of those bars, because Mr. Klintzman, he's not the sole owner of that bar. There are other partners that have to agree to the decisions. And that's kind of the problem that we're having with some of the other businesses, because they're not locally owned. They're owned by big corporations in big cities that aren't here, and they don't have to deal with Lubbockites who are suffering with this on a daily basis.
No one is suffering. Matthew, people make a decision to go in by themselves. No one is forced to suffer here. You're acting like people are forced at gunpoint to go into a business and sit there. No one has to do that. They don't have to go into any of these places. A good owner, you look at Caprock Cafe. They decided to go smoke-free by themselves, okay? It was a huge decision for them. They had one smoke-free business, one non-smoking business. They took a huge leap of faith, and it worked out well for them. And I applaud them for it. If a business wants to go smoke-free by themselves, I got no problem with that.
And we absolutely applaud them as well. And if more business owners were willing to make the right decision, we wouldn't even be here asking for this order.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. You say the right decision. It's the right decision in your mind, not for everybody. Everybody else, they may have a bit different business model. Everyone else has different plans for their business. And that's where I don't think y'all understand that. Y'all don't get that, is that what you're doing is you're trying to say it's right for everybody. When, no, that's not true. If we lived by that model, that one way is the right way for everybody out there, we would ban a whole bunch of stuff in this city. We would get rid of a whole lot of stuff in this country. And that's just not the way we are.
Protecting your employees from the vices of patrons is the right decision.
No employee is forced to work anywhere. Nobody. Nobody's forced to work anywhere.
Ultimately, those jobs have to be filled.
No, they don't. The business can close.
And go work somewhere else. Someone else from a lower economic standpoint that has to take whatever jobs that they can get, that job will be filled by someone else, and therefore someone else will suffer from that smoke.
It's all a decision. Adults make adult decisions, man. I mean, you know I disagree with you. I appreciate you calling in. I mean, look, I really do. I respect you for calling in to the show. But adults have to make adult decisions, and we cannot, in my opinion, we cannot just let the government come in and say, we're going to protect you from making your own decisions as an adult. No one has to work anywhere. Nobody does.
That's the last thing that we want to do, is try to protect people from themselves. What we're trying to do is protect citizens from other citizens.
All right. Hey, Matthew, I got to go to break. I appreciate you calling in.
You bet. I appreciate you, Chad.